I want to take you back into some of our history a little bit. This was in 2006. This was an empty warehouse. And throughout the year in 2007, God led us to upgrade this place, turn it into a facility that we could use, and we did that. And one of the things that we embarked on from there was using this facility as an event center to serve the community. And we did that for quite a number of years. But in 2016, after a number of difficulties we were having, we lost our tax exemption because we were using the facility in the way that we were and those kind of things. We ran into some challenges and really felt like God was calling us to stop doing the event center here. Many of you may have visited here before as the Gateway Center for an event. Well, in 2016, we really felt like it was time to be done with that, to make this building more our own and focus more on our mission in reaching people in other ways. And so we decided that year to take a leap of faith, because in those days it was difficult around here financially. And so it was a big risk we took, and we closed it. And so here we are, having taken that step of faith a couple years later. God has really blessed us, you guys. It's like from the day we took that step of faith, He's been providing for us. And so we're very grateful for that. But one of the results of this being an event center is that all of the kids area back here is not so kid friendly. It's very dark back there, neutral colors, all adult seats and tables and things like that. And we decided, you know what? The kids are a third of our attendance on a Sunday morning. A third of this congregation is fifth grade and under every week. And it's been that way for years. It's like, that's a big deal. That's a lot of kids. It's very important to us. Actually, part of our vision, or one of our underlying values as a church, is that we would be a multi-generational church. And for 20 years, God has blessed us in that way. We watched a lot of young people raised up here and sent out into the world to do a lot of amazing things. And we want that to continue to be a part of what we do. But one of the things that we want to do is make some upgrades to the kids area back here. Now, I told you God's been blessing us, and we've been budgeting for some other changes. A lot of maintenance wasn't getting done around here for years because of our financial situation. A lot of upgrades that we were needing to purchase were unable to be purchased until the last couple of years we've been able to budget for that. So you're going to start to see a few things adjust around here. We're going to be replacing some of our wiring infrastructure, our projectors, some of our media components. Those things are going to be going on in the background. You'll probably notice out here in the lobby we'll be making some changes to our welcome center and things like that, because we finally gotten to a point where we're able to do that. But really specifically when it comes to MHCC Kids, we want to ask you to partner with us in funding a bunch of changes. We're going to color coordinate the rooms with kid-friendly colors. We're going to refurnish the rooms with accurately sized tables and chairs. You can imagine that with the number of kids that we have, that the demand for volunteers in children's ministry is significant here. A lot of you invest in our kids on a weekly basis to make sure that they're receiving as well as part of the service. So we want to make it easier for the kids to learn. We want to make it easier for the volunteers. We want to make it easier for the parents. We're going to be making more of a permanent check-in station with our MHCC kids. Kid check. And that's where we check our kids in every week. For many of you, you've been here for years, and you don't even, you know how things work around here. And so, what do we need to do? But if you're a guest and you're coming through the doors, some of this stuff is not obvious what you have to do. And we want to make it easier for people that are wanting to be a part of the bigger family here. And so we're going to start making the kids check more obvious and things like that. But as we've looked at the budget for that, we decided we need to raise about $15,000 to make sure all of that gets taken care of. And so what we're asking you to do is to consider giving towards MHCC Kids upgrades. And so there's going to be more information coming out in the weeks to come. We have a little display out here in the lobby. We're going to have a handout for you next week that will be in the program. There are some available out there in the lobby today. Also, we may be hearing from some others in regards to the kids ministry. But we also are looking at curriculums as well. That's always something that you have to be looking to the future for. And so Rebecca Harris, who leads our MHCC Kids, is Rebecca in here? She's probably already working somewhere in the building. She's looking into curriculums for that as well. So I just want to put that before you. This is a significant part of what we do on a Sunday morning, is minister to these kids. And so we want to embark on an adventure to make that area back there the kids' area more permanently. Is that exciting? I know it's going to be exciting for the kids as they see those changes unfolding and the brighter colors and all those kind of things going on back there. So please ask God what he might ask you to do. If you have a heart for the media stuff as well and you want to give towards that, hey, we'll take your money, right? Make that stuff happen. So we appreciate your generosity the last number of years, you guys, and all the giving you've done. And it's just, we've really, really been blessed. And we want to continue to stretch ourselves in faith for what God has called us to do. So hear me on that. Sow that in your heart. Think about it. Pray about it. And see what God would have you do.